Joining us for today's reality check with our partners at Home Lucille Beat is Washington, D.C.-based reporter Nick Ruby. He continues to track the Ke Aloha saga from across the continent. Good morning, Nick.
Hi, Catherine. Thanks so much for having me.
So what's the latest?
Well, the latest is actually a bit of a story about transparency, or actually the lack thereof. So a couple of years ago, the Honolulu Police Commission decided to give then Police Chief Louis Ke Aloha a $250,000 severance package after he was named a criminal target of a Justice Department investigation to simply retire. And to retire with good standing, which meant he got to keep his full pension and benefits, which amounted to about $150,000 a year. At least the pension alone is $150,000 a year. Well, that decision was made behind closed doors. I was there, as were a number of other reporters, sitting outside of HPD headquarters as the police commission negotiated in secret to cut this deal with then Police Chief Louis Ke Aloha. And what happened as that was occurring was a local lawyer from the Civil Beat Law Center for the Public Interest, Brian Black, told the commissioners, "I think you're breaking the Sunshine Law, which governs open meetings," and he filed a lawsuit against them. That lawsuit said, "You guys shouldn't be having these discussions behind closed doors, and we want to know what was said, so why don't you give us the minutes from that meeting?" And now we recently got those minutes from the meeting, which revealed a little bit more into how those negotiations went down.
So is there the smoking gun?
There is not really a smoking gun. I think these minutes are reflective of what most meeting minutes are show, and that's sort of a general overview of the discussions. But what it does show is that the negotiations really were between the police commission chairman at the time, Max Sword, corporation counsel Don Leong, Louis Ke Aloha, and his attorney Kevin Sumita, and they went behind another set of closed doors, out of view of the commissioners, out of view of the public, to sort of come to this agreement that the chief should walk away with $250,000 in taxpayer money. Now, one thing that's actually really important to know about all of this is that Donald Leong, who's the Mayor Kirk Caldwell's top civil lawyer, has also been issued a target letter from the Justice Department indicating that she is also suspected of criminal activity. Now, that's in relation to this $250,000 settlement, although it's unclear whether that has to do with the negotiations themselves or how the money was actually transferred to Ke Aloha.
And you write that under the terms of the retirement deal that he's got to pay back the $250,000 if he's convicted of a felony within 6 years.
Right. So part of the deal, there was a clawback provision in it, and that clawback provision said if you're convicted within 6 years of us striking this deal, you have to pay us that money back. Now, that is sort of up for debate on how that might happen now that Ke Aloha has been found guilty of a jury. He has yet to be sentenced, and he has yet to exhaust all of his appeals, but there's a possibility that he spent all of his money. Remember, he was represented by a taxpayer-funded defense lawyer throughout this case because he basically said, "I'm broke." And he said, "I was broke after receiving this $250,000. So now the question is can that money be garnished in some other way, whether it's sort of going through his pension or maybe trying to get it through an asset forfeiture proceeding? That's still up. It's up in the air.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate your efforts in dogging this story. Thanks so much, Nick. That was a reality check from Honolulu Civil Beat today, featuring reporter Nick Ruby. To read his story, go to civilbeat.org.